Divrei Chaim explains that the Gemara Masechta Yevamos Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph says a difficult statement to understand. Atam Kruim Adam, Vein Umas Olam Kruim Adam. Klal Yisrael are called Adam, people, Vein Umas Olam Kruim Adam. It's very difficult to understand. Of course, the Umas Olam are also people. What does the Gemara mean to say that they're not? So he explains, a person is called an Adam. Why is a person called an Adam? So he says that the word Adam is made up of dam, blood. The pasuk says, ki adam hu nefesh. The blood is the essence of a human being, combined with the letter Aleph. Aleph stands for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Alufa Shel Olam, Elokim, represent Aleph. When is a person considered a person? When he realizes that what is he? That he's been put in the world, Adam Hu HaNefesh, has been put in the world to be a human being in the world, but he has to be in this world. The reason we're in the world, the purpose of our being in this world, is Aleph, to connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do the Ratzon Hashem, to do the will of Hashem, to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim in this world. Atam Kruim Adam, Klal Yisrael, who recognize and realize that this is our purpose in this world, have achieved that definition of Adam. Vein Umas Olam Kruim Adam, people who don't come to that recognition are not considered Adam. They don't come to the purpose of our creation. So the Bava Rebbe, his grandson, takes this concept one step further. And he says, we find in our parsha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, tell Klal Yisrael, that as they leave, before they leave Mitzrayim, they have to take the dam and they have to put it ala mashkoiv, ala mezuzois, on the doorpost of their home. And in fact, the pasuk says, V'gadat ha-levincha b'yoymahu leymer, b'avaza os Hashem li, b'tzeisi Mitzrayim. This was the reason we went out of Mitzrayim. Is this the reason we went out of Mitzrayim? Is this the reason that we left Mitzrayim? Because we smeared some blood on our doorpost? Explains the Bava Rebbe. By Klal Yisrael putting that blood on their doorpost, they were making a declaration. They were making a declaration that we recognize, why are we here in this world? We're here in this world to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We take the dam and we put it on our doorpost and we declare that we are here to be the Am Hashem. And that's why the pasuk says, V'ri'is yisadam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will see the dam, u'pesachti aleichem, I will pass over those homes. V'lo yohem, v'lo yibachem negev l'mashkes, v'akosi m'mitzrayim. And Rashi asked the question, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs the dam, the blood on the doorpost, to know in which home there are Jews and which home there are no Jews? And the answer is, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to be told which is a Jewish home and which is not the Jewish home. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs is for us to declare, and not just to be clear, but to declare publicly that we are the Am Hashem, we are the Adam. We're connected, our dam, our lives are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Aruch Chaim asks a question. The pasuk says, "Ushmatem esadov azeh l'choik l'cho ulvanecho ad oylam." Ask the Aruch Chaim, the pasuk is saying that we have to follow this that was done in Mitzrayim, putting the blood on our doorpost. Ask the Aruch Chaim, this happened only once. Only in Mitzrayim, at the first Pesach, did they go through this procedure. It never happened again. So what pshat that the pasuk says, v'shamartem esadov hazeh l'choik l'cho uvanecho ad olam, that we have to do this forever? The answer is that we indeed don't have to smear the blood on our doorpost. But what we do have to do is declare every year particularly when it comes to Pesach, but really not just Pesach, all the time. That we are the Adam, that we are those that are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And those that are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are truly celebrating Pesach and are truly those who are deserving to be freed from Golus. But those who don't recognize that are still in the Memtesh Shari Tumah. And I saw that the Sefer Megid Yosef makes a very interesting observation. The Pasuk says, regarding the Korban Pesach, Kol Benecha Lo Yoechaba. And the definition of Kol Benecha Yoechaba is anybody who's estranged from Klal Yisrael may not eat from the Korban Pesach. And he makes an observation. He says, here the Torah clearly specifies that such an individual, somebody who separated himself from Klal Yisrael, may not participate in the Korban Pesach. He says, when it comes to Yom Kippur, when it comes to Kol Nidre, how do we begin the Kol Nidre? We say, Yeshiva Shamala, Yeshiva Shamata, Anamatirim, L'spalalim Avayonim. We invite even those who are Avayonim, even those that are not part and not acting Avayonim, they're violating the mitzvahs of the Torah, to be part of our community. Yom Kippur, we invite them, and Pesach, we disinvite them. What's pshat? The answer is, a person who comes to Yom Kippur and shows that he wants to be part of Klal Yisrael, even though he's unfortunately very far, we try to draw him closer. We invite him, b'yeshiva shamala, to please join Klal Yisrael. But on Pesach, if you're not part of Klal Yisrael, if you're not ready to make that declaration of Adam, that your life is connected to the Alufa Shalom, that your life is connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, then Kabbah Nechal Yechabai. Then that is the opposite of what Pesach represents. And if you can't make that declaration, as much as we want to bring every Jew close, such Jews don't have a place at the Seder table. They have to make the declaration. And we all have to make the declaration that we want to be close to Hashem. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he did Nisa for Klal Yisrael then, for Layir Bechem Negev, we will all be healthy. For Layir Bechem Negev, there will not be any Magefa in Klal Yisrael. Be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach.